quiz in class Thursday.
No, Lombard's fine. Both will be on the Lombard. And the Scotty dog, the nose would be part of the vertebrae.
Transverse process.
The nose is a transverse process. The nose of the Scotty dog is the transverse process. And the front leg would be what?
Inferior
articular process.
School Wednesday.
Thursday. Okay, if you do an RPO of the lumbar, which joint is being imaged?
RPO.
The right side. Okay, which would be the down side? Okay.
Z joint.
Correct. No. Okay, what's the curve of the lumbar spine called?
Compensatory.
Well, that's what I was looking for. Lordotic. Okay, lordotic. Everybody else is correct also.
So you want lordotic?
It's a lordotic curve. If it's an exaggerated curve, what would that be called?
Lordosis.
Okay, the lower rib margin, this guy right here, is at what level of the spine? L2, 3. Approximately. L2, L3. Okay, if the radiologist says, I need to see the Z joint at L1, what would you do? 50-degree oblique. Okay, what's the condition where one vertebrae slips forward over another? Spondylolisthesis. There's an S. Listhesis. Okay. What's the condition where the pars fail to unite?
Spondylolisthesis.
Lolisthesis.
L-O-L-Y-S-I-S.
Where the, what'd you say?
The pars fail to unite.
Oh. Is that the same as the spina bifida?
No.
That's okay.
That's for the lamina, the actual lamina.
Okay.
There's no spinal process. Or the okay, if the radiologist says, give me a modified Cleaves projection, what would you do? The frog leg, okay. Modified Cleaves is the frog leg. Could be unilateral or bilateral. Okay, if a patient comes in through the emergency room and they have bilateral fractured hips, what would the routine be? Okay, well, what's the very first thing you would do?
AP
what? AP pelvis. Okay, AP pelvis. It usually, even if they have one fracture, you still do an AP pelvis as the original initial film. Okay, if they haven't had one, say within a day or so. So you get an AP pelvis. Okay, we got that one. And then bilateral Clements Nakayama, very good. Or Samson. bilateral Clements Nakayama or the bilateral Sanderson. And remember, that could be called the modified axial lateral also. But we'll call it the Sanderson or the Clements Nakayama. Okay, that's the quiz for Thursday.